You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Small business Trade Jobs NZ is facing a legal dispute with Trade Me over its name and branding. Trade Me Jobs is claiming copyright infringement for using the word trade and jobs. Trade Me told 95 BFM they cannot go into the details of the case while it is before the court, but they provided us with the following statement. We have used the name Trade Me Jobs since 2006. It's an important part of our business. We've worked hard to build a distinctive brand that is recognised and trusted by Kiwis. We rarely take the decision to go to court, and we don't take the decision lightly. It is something we would only consider as a last resort. I spoke to Trade Jobs NZ owner Colleen Gitley about their business, Trade Jobs NZ, and their opposition to Trade Me's claim. First of all, can you tell our listeners about Trade Jobs NZ?
Yes. So Trade Jobs NZ is, just as the name suggests, we're a job site for the trades industry in New Zealand. We launched in 2021 when we were in second lockdown, actually. My son-in-law got made redundant and he was in the trades. I have a long background in recruitment and he just said to me when he was looking for a job, Colleen, there just isn't a specific niche job site for the trades in New Zealand. And we discussed as a family the unique needs of trades and tradies. I can go on a longer explanation about the building and how we've created something that is very unique and different. But that's the initial light bulb moment and how Trade Jobs NZ started. So we're a job site specifically for the trades and the trades industry in New Zealand.
Can you go into a little bit about what Trade Me is actually claiming in its legal action against you?
Sure. So, quite simply, I can tell you that the story of it. But there are three things. One is the use of our colour orange, and two, the use of the words trade and jobs. So initially, they approached us about 6 months after we launched and said, hey, look, we don't like you using the colour orange. We had no idea that they owned colour orange. From our perspective, Trade Me have a huge number of different colours. And to be honest, I think your listeners would agree with me that Trade Me is yellow and blue. We chose orange because it's high vis. It's synonymous with the trades. When we went through our whole process of identifying our brand identity, brand and our brand guidelines, orange, high-vis orange is the colour of the trades, hence the reason we chose it. We went back after them sending us a cease and desist letter to our support email address, which my university student, I have to say, was part-time, received. And alerted me to it. But we went back to them and said no, we're not changing our colour orange, and this is the reason why we've changed it quite politely. And we thought, okay, that's the end of it. But 6 months later, they came back and said, no, we actually now don't like you using the words trade and jobs, believing they have ownership of those words, combined with the colour orange. And we were absolutely flabbergasted because trade jobs, what we do is specifically for the trades, and we assist trade businesses and trade candidates to get jobs. So we obviously went back and said, no, we're sticking to who we are and what we do, and then the name just simply describes what we do. Then about 6 months later, they hit us with going to the High Court, suing us for passing off for trademark infringement and suing for the use of the orange and trade and jobs and also suing both myself and my husband personally. And this is where we are at now.
Yeah, and do you think it's fear that a consumer might confuse your business with Trade Me jobs?
I think if you, number one, I'm not confused. Number two, our employer clients, our client base are not confused. So if you understand what we do, if you go to our job site, your website, it's very, very clear what we do. So we launched the site specifically, as I say, to address a niche part of the market. So that niche part of the market was retail, or was it health? It would be the same thing. Quite simple, trade jobs in New Zealand. In fact, what we did do, Jess, before we launched, we did a survey asking, and it went out over social media, which is how we actually work. So what we do is when our clients come to us with a job in the trades, we work with them and write a job ad for them, and then we work with them to promote that job over social media. So that we're essentially shoulder tapping the tradie that's actually out there working. So when we did our initial survey around how trade people found jobs, we found that 80% of them were word of mouth. We found that a lot of people that are working in the jobs wanted to change, but weren't in front of the computer. So how could we tap them on the shoulder to apply for a job? And we came up with a methodology, which was using Meta, using social media algorithms to promote those jobs out to them. So we used that same methodology to do our research. We targeted over social media tradies and trade employers and asked them if there was a job site for the trades in New Zealand, would you use it? Now that was 790 responses, which is pretty high, very high response. 91% said yes. So when we asked the question, if there was a job site for the trades in New Zealand, would you use it? Great. That was like the stamp to say, we need to go ahead and do this. That's why we called our site Trade Jobs NZ.
And just lastly, what are your next steps in this dispute?
Our next steps is to continue to fight this, because we know we're not in the wrong. We have never tried to pass off or pretend or insinuate that we are Trade Me. Again, I say to your listeners, if you go onto our site, if you register as a employer, it's quite obvious what we do. There's quite a few steps, and you also get a phone call. Same as when you go on as a tradie looking for a job, where you start to input all the information, and again, you get contacted again. So the other reason why I'm incensed about this is because trade and jobs are generic English names. So a large investment firm owns Trade Me. They've got money to burn. So they're coming in and they're saying essentially that they own the words trade and jobs and a colour. That is like, it's beyond belief, right? So if we don't fight this, what happens to somebody else? Because it's going to happen to somebody else.
That was Trade Jobs NZ owner Colleen Jetley about their business's opposition to Trade Me's legal claim against them.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.